Welcome to this place of healing where you are invited to bring your whole self into community. Last week, I was inspired by our young people and their willingness to confront the pain of lost trust and go after its roots. I was once deep in that space and have had a soft spot for those who question authority, even mine as a teacher, ever since. I was especially impressed by their trust in us as listeners and witnesses to their stories. Today we're going to be talking about trusting our bodies. In the early 80s, I trained in several energy healing modalities, Shiatsu and Jinshindo. I learned techniques to modulate the flow of energy through the body and often witnessed how the body locks away emotional and physical trauma and hurt, carrying it along for years as a kind of body armor. The gentle techniques I learned would sometimes result in profound releases, but more often, the places where pain was locked away would slowly open to gentle invitation, and stories, emotions, and insights would come forth. The process of healing typically involved many visits to these places of pain and clusters in the body where bad experiences had been incorporated. The release of old physico-emotional patterns needed to be coupled with processing, and new pattern formations, or the old ones, would return. We carry our traumas in our bodies all through our lives, and then start to pay attention when they no longer work. This is not just our personal bodies, but our collective ones as well. Some of the stories we heard last week were brave proclamations, but they were also openings. I trusted and was betrayed. Can I trust again? We heard this from our youth, but we also heard it from the electorate in 2016 and 2018. The personal, the collective, and the environment are all commingled. I hope we can find ways to be there as witnesses in the places of pain, hear the stories, and work together to find ways to restore trust. Welcome to South Church. My name is Arthur Eves, and I am one of a team of worship associates who are privileged to serve this congregation. While we await the arrival of our interim minister, we are served each Sunday by guests in our pulpit. This morning, we are privileged to welcome Kathy Okeisen, a longtime South Church member who has been extraordinarily active in both music and worship. She currently sings with South Church Folk and leads the first Sunday chant from Different Traditions Group. She also leads singing meditation at the Portsmouth Public Library and contemplative music at Bethany House of Prayer in Arlington, Mass. To those of you who are visiting South Church for the first time, to those of you who are returning after an absence, and to those that come as often as possible, if you are a first-time visitor, we invite you especially to join us all at social hour after the service for refreshments. Please look for someone with the yellow Ask Me name tag to answer any questions you may have. After the children's hour, all the kids are welcome to attend our amazing religious education classes downstairs. There also is a nursery for children who are younger than three. The music today is graciously offered by Kathy Okeisen and Susan Adams. Our chalice will be lit this morning by Evelyn Picozzi, who is active in the choir and folk group. We light our chalice with these words from Kabir's There's a Moon Inside My Body. The moon shines in my body, but my blind eyes cannot see it. The moon is within me, and so is the sun. The unstruck drum of eternity is sounded within me, but my deaf ears cannot hear it. So long as man clamors for the eye and the mind, his works are as naught. When all love of the eye and the mind is dead, then the work of the Lord is done. For work has no other aim than the getting of knowledge. When that comes, then work is put away. The flower blooms for the fruit. When the fruit comes, the flower withers. The musk is in the deer, but it seeks it not within itself. It wanders in quest of grass.